So we are looking at a year no longer in a retrograde, which should make many things much easier for you. But we are also now looking at a year when we want to replace the concept of resolutions. There are so many things that you are familiar with that are within themselves traps. And we would like to speak to you about a few of those this evening. So we will begin with what you call the New Year's resolution. And what an interesting thing that is. It is, numbers have changed, a new year has begun, and I'm going to be a different person in this way. It is interesting that there is not a negative feel for that. And yet, it is completely out of rhythm and out of alignment with who you are, because the implication is that to improve yourself or to improve your year, you do not simply take the next step. You jump into a ballet-like plié and leap across the stage. And that is the nature of a resolution. And that is why, if you want to check almost any source, you will find that they fail. Inevitably, they fail. The respect for the next step is the thing that needs to take the place of the resolution. We are going to take a moment and commend Channel, who had the good sense to go to bed rather than contend with all the things that there have been to contend with. It was a good step, because in the moment it was all she could do to balance the energy she was dealing with. She did not say, I will never be out of balance with my service again. My resolution is to always, and watch that word too, that is a trap word. She did not do that. She simply went to bed. Her cat joined her. Her husband supported her. It was a good day. So we want to look at the fact that what is successful is the step. And what is not successful is thinking that you are going to make a mighty leap into life-changing things, and because then you are always left to deal with the disappointment when you are not able to do that. And so that is one thing we want you to consider. Now, how do we honor a step? We honor a step by knowing that it is simply that, a step. And where do we take the step? We take the step in the present moment. We are not saying we will take this step and more steps all the way through the year, no matter what might happen in our lives. That simply does not make any sense. But to honor the step means that you actually increase your ability to take the step. And what does that mean? It is like making a muscle. We are sure all of you who do physical things are aware of this. There is a kind of training that you can do for your muscles. And so when you get to a particular challenge, you are able to do it because you have trained that muscle to respond well there. And we would like you to think about developing the step muscle. Now, what keeps us from doing that? It is perfection, of course. It is, I am, and we are going to give you, what do you call them, a fill-in-the-blank situation. I am blank old, and I have not yet blank, blank, blank. It is a human thing that you do, but in all of that, there is no honoring of a good step to take to fill in those blanks. And there is shame in it, and there is that patriarchal push to do a mighty leap across the pit in order to make yourself a better person. So you can see there that what is your wise thing is to develop the muscle that allows you to see the step. And then when you do the step, embrace yourself, because that your spirit will be happy with that. It's like, oh, here is a place where I have recognized that I am tired and I will rest. Good, good, good. We want that particular thing to be better and better developed as you go along, so that you can feel and see in the balance of your energy that you have done a wise thing. And that needs to take the place of the resolution, which has perfection in back of it, and pushing into a future where you do not know what the demand is going to be. Now, that we are mentioning because of the time of year, and because this is a good time to think about it. But now we will mention one other thing before we speak together, and that is becoming a better person. Such a delightful feel about it, isn't it? I am becoming a better person. But not before you have embraced the person that you are now. And without that step of I have won, I have lost, I have done things that are good for me, things that are not good for me. But the truth of it is, I embrace who I am in this moment. And I may scan my own thoughts to make sure that those thoughts are not betraying that embrace anywhere in my life. Because if they are, I need to clear that first. Now, once again, loving excellence is a beautiful thing because it is driven by the heart. Becoming a better person, becoming perfectionistic, that is all driven by fear. And it screams at you that you are not enough. And given that you are women in a patriarchal society, we are not quite sure you need to be screamed at about the ways you are not enough. That is something that we would like to eliminate. So we can say, I'm going to find a gentle focus right after I embrace who I am right now and respect how I've worked in my life and honor what I have done. And now I'm going to look for the place where my focus wishes to go. Now, there is a challenge here too, because we always feel that our focus should be going to climbing Mount Everest. And that is a very limited field, climbing to Mount Everest, and probably has very little to do with who you are and what your life path is going to be. So as we begin to focus, the point of focus is to hold a light for us so that we can find the step. And if that should be we always suggest with a step, because you are building a muscle that allows you to step, that you start with something small. So clean out your closet. Fear of, although retrograde is over, you may need a different goal here. But whatever the goal is, let us make it heartfelt. Let us be sure that it has to do with you. That it has to do with you. And that you find that step in the embrace of yourself and who you are now. Now, we understand that the words for the lessons are simple words, and we understand that there are many challenges to make them become real in your life. But we truly want you to think about this. Not think about it too hard, but think about it enough so that you find a focus that you can feel with, and that you take the first step in loving the self and honoring the self, and the step matches that. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Breathe easily and deeply. Where your breath goes, healing goes. Feel a gentle, warm rain falling, and let it wash away the weak, wash away any pain or frustration that you might be feeling. Let the rain help you let go of anything that does not nourish you or enlighten you. Feel the sun above your head and know that it holds the empowering energy of the universe. It is the energy that knows you, that loves you and accepts you for who you are and the beauty of that. And open the crown and feel the golden light of the sun begin to pour into your body. Feel it open the third eye and make you intuitive and wise. Feel the energy flow into your throat. And change the energy of any communication that is not respectful and caring of you. Feel that energy displaced. And there are only the words of peace and love and acceptance. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into your heart. And where the wounds in your heart are, let the golden light fill those places. Heal your heart. Restore your identity in strength and truth and wisdom. Feel the heart grow. And feel the golden light flow down through your body and into your solar plexus. And feel the golden light displace the emotions. The emotions that come from believing a lie that might have caught in the solar plexus. Let the golden light, which is so much stronger, move them out of your body and away from your field. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the second center. And let the golden light displace shame, judgment, any harshness that might have caught in that center. Feel it move away and your body become lighter. And see that there is a waterfall in your second center. And know that its function is to cleanse and move through anything in your life that you need to deal with. Anything that approaches, anything that needs to be changed in any way. Let that beautiful waterfall do that for you in the second center. And feel the golden light as it flows through your body and into the root. And feel the golden light become a part of the root center and begin to form up in the most powerful way for you, the creative pattern that you choose to carry forward. Remembering how fine and true and strong you are, and remembering what you love. Feel the root. Remember all of that. And become what it needs to become so that you can create your life in the way that is good for you, knowing that if you are creating in the way that is good for you, you are creating what is good for the world around you. And let the golden light flow through your body, through your thoughts. Feel it flow down through your spine and make you strong. Let it flow across your shoulders and down your back and take away burden so that you can be free. Feel it flow down your arms and your hands so that you are able to put down what is not yours and to pick up what truly belongs to you. Feel the golden light flow through your trunk to heal you, down through your legs and your feet, allowing you to remember that the universe supports you in your light and that your intention supports you in your walk in the world. And it is these forces that move together and make you wise. Feel the golden light extend past your body and draw to you in the most natural way all that belongs to you, all that supports you, all that makes you able to be a light in the world. Bring your attention into your heart center and see that those who sit here with you are in a circle of light. And this circle of light heals. And place our friend Christina in the circle. See the golden light flowing into her throat and her lungs to heal her, to make her strong. And feel a fountain of light coming toward you and take in all that you need to heal, to balance, to become strong and joyful. Breathe in the golden light. And open your hands and see that one of the pieces of golden light that come from this beautiful center have made a gift for you. Resting your mind, know the gift. When you've known your gift, breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.